there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick. But compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Now, early on, we were just speaking about Max, and obviously, Maxie, he's pooing in his nappy.
He's only a week
new
old.
Baby,
he's
only a week
eight,
old.
8 days today.
Yeah, 8 days old. Lots
we've
of
all
poos.
Been through this with our kids. Like with Toby now, we're potty training. So we're going through potty.
Yes.
You've got to do a little poo poo on the potty. You've got to do wee wees on the potty and stop doing it in your nappy because she's getting to that age where when she does a poo in her nappy, it's like, and she like hates the feeling
yes.
of it. So, and I can't really remember doing it with the other kids.
Really?
Yeah, because, mate, it was so long ago.
Well, also, sometimes it just happens. Like, and I reckon
I
you said
did.
This
yeah.
because Trixie, she was 2.5 to 3, same
yeah.
age, and it just, I just took the nappy off and it never went on again.
Yeah.
And she used the toilet.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And we did
wow.
that with our kids.
Yeah.
The other three were exactly the same. Where Toby
baby.
Is a bit the other way. She's just like, oh, it's just easy, straight in.
I just realised why you two could go with that strategy. Because you're both homeowners. I'm a renter. I'm not getting a bond back. I can't just have him deucing on the carpet.
Just a couple of nuggets on the carpet.
The real estate agent will not have that.
And I've learned...
Take that to VCAT.
The last day or two, I've learned very quickly that we've got girls, and you won't have this problem, but princess dresses are hard to potty train with.
Oh, yes.
Because she wants to do is wear her Elsa dress, her princess dress, her Rapunzel dress. When you're sitting on a potty,
yeah,
they don't know to pull their pants, their dress up. So there's been a lot of couple of little stains on a couple of little things. So yesterday we got her around and I said, now, honey, I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to get you some treats. I'm blackmailing my kid. It's like, you know, with a dog, don't do that. Sit, give
yes.
you a treat. Toby, if you do poo-poo on the toilet and wee-wee on the toilet, daddy will give you a treat. What treats do you want? And she said straight out, I want wee-wee pop, which is a lollipop. She can't say lollipop properly. She says wee-wee pop. I want donut. And I said, what color? She said pink and ice cream. And I said, you got to pick one.
Jeez.
And I go, she said, all of them. So I went to the IGA in Dramana, which yes. we all love, and I got all of them. I got all the treats.
You made the mistake by saying, which treats do you want?
Yeah, she knows.
Plural.
Yeah.
Just singular.
Nah, you got to get it out. So I got a Wally Pops. I got four little Wally Pops, Chubba Chups.
Chubba Chups?
Yeah, Chubba
yeah.
Chups. I got some ice cream. I got some little cones to put the ice cream in so it doesn't spill everywhere. And I got some four pink donuts. Anyway, she goes, as soon as
the
I
other
walk,
three, four.
Fiona.
What?
Stay on the
her?
Swings.
Oh, sorry.
Three for me. No, the kids ate them because the kids are at home.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's walking around. I said, make sure you go to the potty if you want to go to the toilet. Anyway, she sits on the toilet for about 40 minutes. She's sitting there in front of the TV watching Barbie. And she's going, my legs are sore, Daddy. My legs are sore. I said, you don't have to sit on. I want treats. So anyway, she did a little nugget. Bang, pooed, into the toilet. Got her a Wally Pop. Bang, walked in, done a wee. Daddy, I done a wee-wee. I want a donut now. And then she goes, sat on it for another 20 minutes. Bang, another poo, little nugget. Like I reckon it was a kangaroo little poo. She goes, I did another poo. I want ice cream. Had three treats in about 4 hours. Now, potty train, done.
Well, hang on. She's
just done.
Sitting on the potty all day.
Yeah.
And she'll end up with hemorrhoids because
yeah.
she's pushing
yeah.
so
she's
hard
sitting
to
on
get
the potty. I'm sitting down playing COD having a bottle of wine. It's a win-win.
The IGA's loving it.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, lockdown is continuing. We don't know for how long. Hopefully, there'll be a press conference today. Dan Andrews will tell us more. We know this is hitting people hard and small businesses particularly. Resources are low. This is not the lockdown that they needed. So we thought, what can we do? Well, one thing we've got here in our job is microphones, and we've got the radio, which does get out to millions of people a week. So we thought we would start writing commercials for small businesses. And if you think about it, these can cost 50 grand a pop. Like, that's just
easy.
To play them, not even write them. So this is, these are big. A big boost.
What are we going to do it for?
You kicked it off yesterday.
Yeah, the catch is we're doing them. So yesterday I drew on my copywriting background to attempt a song. And this was for Steph for her business.
You won't be able to forget
six,
it.
Two, six,
no,
two,
I know, I didn't want to get the numbers wrong.
Yeah,
and
six,
I'm like,
two.
I actually
I was
wrote
singing
the
it
ad.
All day. It was doing my head in.
6-2. 6-2. Yoga and Pilates. 6-2. Yoga and Pilates. In Temple Stowe. Remember Steph. Remember Steph. Remember Steph, she treats you like family. Remember Steph, she treats you like family. And welcomes all ages. 6-2. 6-2. Yoga and Pilates. 6-2. Yoga and Pilates.com.au.
Bang.
And a big. Is that okay? Big shout out for anyone from the 80s or 90s who remembers Eric Plannan Sex, his leather store in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy, because that was the original song. But there we go. 6-2 Pilates and yoga. Because remember, it might have been Pilates and yoga, but I said yoga and Pilates. So, Steph, I didn't mean to stuff that up. But
that's why it's not 50 grand.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Today, we are joined from Kelly in Piersdale. Her company is all about windows. Hi, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Kelly. Now, you've registered to have an ad written for you, and guess what? Today, you've got the big dog, Fev.
Oh, God, am I up? Oh, wow.
He's going to write you a song, Kel.
So what is it? What
this is going to be exciting.
What do you do?
Don't even ask, Fev.
What do you do? It's Kel, is it windows, is it?
Yeah, so we replace, go into people's houses, replace all their windows with either aluminium or timber, and then, yeah, it's all ready to finished off. For a painter to come in. But yeah, at the moment we can't go into people's houses because of lockdown. Yeah. So yeah, we're part of the construction side, but we're not allowed in people's houses.
Something like 1-3-1-6-6, get your windows in quick. 1-3-1-6-6.
Did you do that? This is amazing.
That's not their phone number. Oh. That's not going to help.
Oh, okay.
I think that's Pizza Hut delivery.
Aluminium and timber, 1-3-1-6. Get your windows in quick.
You've got to put the real number if you're going to do
the rumble. What's your phone number, Cal, there?
Please end with a 6.
No, it doesn't end in a 6.
Oh, no. You're in trouble, Phil.
Do you have a phone number for your business?
Yeah. It's 04.
Oh, God. Don't worry about it. I'll get.
Oh, what, do you want a landline?
What's some other details? You got a .com?
Yeah. We've got it's allaboutwindows.com.au.
Okay, that's easy.
And what kind of windows have you got? Like sash,
aluminium
bifold,
and timber.
Yeah, double aluminium,
hung windows,
timber.
Double
yeah,
hung,
every window that you could possibly think of, we will put in. Or sliding doors, bifolds, anything.
He's writing notes, Kelly. He's got an hour to work on this, so just after 8:30.
I'm not like you.
No, he's got to keep doing the radio show, but he's going to whip up an ad for you, Kel.
This is going to be exciting.
Kelly, do you even have the arch windows like on Play School?
Well,
can you do an arch?
We can if a manufacturer will make them.
Great. Love an arch
That's
window.
That's good, isn't it? I always went the arch on Play School. Mm. Not that it was. Do you know what? It was always the circle.
I think that if you pick the square one, no good.
Yeah.
101.9, The Fox.
And we want to get around small businesses and help you in a creative way. Like, yes, we can give you money and we will. But we thought, why don't we actually write you commercials where you get the cut through? So people listen to your jingles and then they're going through your head. Like yesterday, Steph from 6-2 Yoga and Pilates.
6-2
Yoga and Pilates. 6-2 Yoga and Pilates. 6-2 Yoga and Pilates in Temple Stowe. Remember Steph.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, wow, I kept going on. It was
very good.
Cut through.
Sung it all day.
And then
based on the 90s ad.
Yeah, Eric, 320 Brunswick Street, 320
Fitzroy.
Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. Remember Eric Planetsec. Now, Fev, you've got to get this for, we've
Kelly.
Got Kelly from Piersdale, allaboutwindows.com.au, tough because you can't go into people's homes at the moment, so All About Windows can't get in to replace people's windows.
Fev, I would be so happy if your ad for Kelly here is just All About Windows.
I was going to do that, but I didn't want to copyright.
Don't forget Kelly.
And I didn't really go, hey, Cal, are you there, Cal?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I've been working on this for an hour. These two guys just said I was only doing it for 2 minutes, but no, I've been working on this for a while because it does cost a lot of money to get your ad for your business on the radio. So I've taken this seriously to the point where I've actually recorded it and I've gone into the soundproof studio. And I've come up with a little jingle. It's got nothing to do with any ads because I didn't want to rip off any other ads.
Yeah.
So I've just got a little bit of a tune in the background. Yeah. And I put into consideration, you know, Kelly's mum and dad, Sandra and Alan, have owned the company for 35 years, which is amazing. They're family owned. I try to put all their different things they do with the installation of the windows and all types of windows into my little jingle. When I did it, I walked in here and said, nailed it.
Full of beans.
Yes.
20 minutes later, I walked out, listened to it. Not so sure. But here, Kelly, here is your ad.
All about Windows family owned run business.
Sandra and Alan have owned the business for over 35 years. We provide full installation that includes
brickwork, plastering, decking and customise all types of windows and doors. Sash windows, awaiting windows, bifolding windows, double hung windows and sliding doors. Hit us up at All About Windows website and socials. Allaboutwindows.com.au. That's where you find us. Hey, we come to you. Hey!
Oh, okay. That was fantastic. Amazing. But Kelly, what did you think?
That's pretty awesome, Fev. Well done.
Thanks,
Kelly. My really favourite part of it, because he was reading it off the sheet. I know. Kelly, we were given a sheet from our producers, Renee and Darcy, and my favourite bit was when you read out the line website and socials. Because that's not part of it.
Full stop.
If I was to run
JPEG
attached. If I was to run a business and all you remembered from my jingle was the website and socials, that's where I want you to head to.
No, very. Yep, I agree. Did you actually do the website?
Yeah, I said handles? All About Windows and www.allaboutwindows.com.au. Hey, we come to you.
Nailed it, Kelly. There you go. And you're getting
$1,000. Yay!
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Cal, do you reckon you're going to use that jingle?
I'll put it everywhere today.
Legend. Allaboutwindows.com.au.
It is a tough time for all small businesses. If you want to get involved and try to get yourself some free promo, send us a message, Fifi, Fev, Nick on Instagram. I want other businesses to get involved, Fev.
Is Nick next?
Yeah, Nick's tomorrow.
Good luck, bro.
13, 30, 32.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, Survivor, the new Survivor on Channel 10.
Watching it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you know what? I'm not watching anything at the moment, and I don't want any television networks to take this personally, but I can't get to the television. No. It is nonstop Bluey and Wiggles.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Anyway, so Australian Survivor. It's a shame, though, because I missed this moment. West Australian bodybuilder Kez.
Kezza.
What a shame. What's Kez done?
Kez, well, she knows the show, because now it's very hard to say I don't know what happens in Survivor.
It's brains versus brawn, so it's usually the athletes. They get famous people and then they get smart people, which is the brains.
Well, she's a bodybuilder, so she's all muscle and fit. But she's turned up, and it's filmed in Australia, up in Cloncurry. That's Queensland, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Outback.
Outback.
And yeah. In the Outback. And she was in a singlet and tiny shorts. And it drops to, I mean, even in Queensland, it's below 15 degrees. So she was a bit shocked at how cold it got.
Waking up, freezing cold, and just thinking, Kez, why didn't you pack a jacket? You're in the Outback in the freezing cold with a singlet and short shorts on. Good idea, Kez.
Just didn't think that through, did she?
No.
Like, you need it. As a mum, I never get in the car with the girls without wind cheaters or something. Mm. Just everyone gets cold at some stage. This did get the producers asking this question, which I'm now going to pose to the team.
Oh, I love this.
A good old-fashioned...
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Okay, which one of us would
win? I'm the bodybuilder.
I was king of the jungle.
Which one of us would be more successful in Survivor? And I'm going to say, we'll exclude Josiah, because Josiah wants to actually be on this. And if there are any producers listening.
And he looks like he's come out of the wilderness.
He wouldn't get cold. He's got a rug on him.
You would nail it. So let's try and get you on Survivor.
It'd be my dream. That's all I want to do in life, go on Survivor.
When does that rash go down?
I love it.
Your dream is to accomplish what a Perth bodybuilder has. Lofty goals.
To get him on.
Well, we'll try. We'll keep plugging away. Hard.
I say that I want to go on it, but I've never even tried out for it, so that's where I'm going wrong.
Here's your first test,
you've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, and here's your first test. Next year, we'll actually help you with your submission.
Thank you.
To get on it.
But here's
right now.
No, but hang on. Mm. Survivor come to you and say, mate, you're in. We've got 6 weeks, so you've got to give up your job for someone else. Like, who was that dude that... couldn't say my name right.
There were lots of wonderful people who auditioned for the job.
Rowan takes your job, but you get to go on Survivor, or you keep your job for years here, or go. What would you do?
I'm that confident in myself that I know I'll still have the job waiting for me when I get back.
Oh.
He's right, though.
Tickets.
I'd keep your seat
Thanks,
warm.
Me, see?
He's wonderful, Josiah. Yeah, but here's your test, your first test, Josiah. Out of the three of us, who would win or do the best?
See, I know you just said a really nice thing to me then, Fee, so I kind of want to give it to you. Right. This is a no-brainer. It's Fev. No-brainer.
I knew that. I knew he was going to say that. Because yeah. Fev pointed at himself
and then
and a tear ran down Fev's cheek.
I didn't say anything. It's just obvious.
No, he's king of the jungle and I'm a celebrity.
The jungle.
Yeah, that's
I know I know the elements of the outback.
Pardon?
You're right. But, yeah, but think about it.
Curveball.
Survivor. Now, don't get me wrong.
I just keep saying stuff.
Curveballs. Yeah, elements.
I think Survivor, a fair bit of it is psychological manipulation of other players.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
Do you see...
And do you reckon I couldn't psych anyone out?
Yeah, actually, yeah, again, you're probably
psychological
right.
Psychological manipulation, which is bullying.
He's doing the eye triangle
I'd have all the
thing.
Girls covered.
He'd be doing...
Wow.
And I'll be having... Hey, bro, come over here, bro.
Yeah.
And we're just like, I have a great alliance. I wouldn't align, I wouldn't have an alliance if I was in Survivor.
Solo.
I'd just be honest. I'd do the honest
right,
game.
And solo dolo.
I'd do the honest game. And I probably wouldn't win it because I'd get knifed.
You'd win it.
But I'd be the honest and I'd go in there with my head held high and walk out with my head held high.
You would too.
That's
and
how
that, actually, that's why we have to watch Josiah. I worry you'd get knifed.
No, I'd be nice to your face and I'd be the one doing the daggers
that's
behind
what
your back.
Mate, you've reading him wrong, Boxy.
How would you
totally
go for
wrong.
He just very comfortably said to me, I'd be nice to you.
On Survivor?
You're right.
Not in the studio.
You're reading me wrong.
Well, how do we know? How would you go, Fee?
Oh, I wouldn't be there. No.
Fee wouldn't even
wouldn't
go.
Be near that
the only
place.
Way to win yeah. is not to play.
Fee would look at her bank account and go, nah, I don't need to.
No, just no interest at all.
How would you go?
I like creature comforts.
Terribly.
You go, right?
Go well.
Why?
It's like outdoors in the sun. Bad time for a pasty ranger.
Well, so you're saying no redheads can go on it? That's been a bit...
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just sounded good. You go. I reckon you all go right. You'd have a good game. You'd have a good talk game.
I'd align myself to someone like you.
Yeah. And then you'd knife me.
No.
With Josiah.
No, I'd go the whole way with you.
Yeah.
So you say, Fee, that now people could honestly say... No, nobody can say they don't know how Survivor works.
Yes.
I've never seen a second of it. So
oh,
you're
really?
Saying knifing, games, whatever, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't
it's
know.
It's all about telling lies to people's
making
faces.
Making alliances.
And then,
saying, we'll do this together and I'll vote for you and you vote for me. But then behind the person's back, I'm going to go and vote for someone
that's
else.
That's the only thing I dislike about Survivor. It's just a dishonest game. Mm. That's what I don't like. It brings out really bad vibes. So... I'm going to say the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, which is a great game. I was obviously on that game, but I think it was a good game because Australia vote you out, not the people inside the
well,
camp
vote you
out.
Well, not the last series. Now reality television.
Yeah, I'm just saying for
when you did it.
Yeah, because you know what I mean? It's out of everyone's hands, so you can just be mates. It's not a game of knifing people.
Yeah, Josiah, maybe you shouldn't do this.
Yeah. Are you sure? Is it bad for the show?
It's
a
bad for you.
Sorry to talk you out of your dream.
101.9 The Fox.
It's the latest from Jolyon Petch remixing Fleetwood Mac here at 101.9 The Fox, 8:25.
It's funny you say the latest because when you hear it, you just think it's because it's such an old song, you don't think the latest.
I was about to say to you, wake me up before I go, go, go. That was...
Well, he's a Melbourne different. DJ, born in New Zealand, but he lives here now making music and we're playing it here at The Fox.
Good on him.
How much
of a
cut Fleetwood Mac get? I've always wondered that when people remix other people's songs.
They get 5 cents every time it's flipped.
You just made that up.
No, that's right. Every time it's played, they get like 5 or 10 cents.
You made up the amount and then flipped, I assume, is a term you've made up.
No, when they flip the when they
spin it,
spin it, same thing.
Because think about it.
Play it.
Like, could I call myself a DJ and then just get one of the biggest songs of all time and remix it? I
that's
know I'm on a winner, though.
But you've nailed it.
But then why does everyone do that? If every DJ should get a...
They all try to do it. You look at Havana Brown and The Fish. And...
Really?
Why doesn't everyone do it?
Yeah, I just pick
what a
like...
society.
That's what they do.
I just... Anyway.
More DJs.
Hey, guys, can I change topic for a second? You know shark attacks, which aren't fun. They're horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
No, they're not. No. Red sharks.
Josiah saw a shark last week.
Yeah, in Hampton.
Yeah, well,
I swim in the spot where the shark was, have not been in the water since.
Because it's winter. You shouldn't be in the water.
That's at a dog beach, Boxy, right where I live. And they can smell the dogs and they've come to shore. It's not
you
good.
Don't have a dog or go in the water.
No.
So you're all right.
Do you know what, though? We can't say that anymore. I'm going to PC police you. Shark attacks. Australian authorities want them to be rebranded to take away the negative connotation.
Swim in the water, lose your legs.
Toothy amphibian.
They're now shark interactions.
Mate, it's not an exhibition.
Interaction.
We're not at the sea life.
Wow.
The aquarium.
I know. Can you imagine? Like, but you don't need to take away a negative connotation from a shark attack.
Yeah.
It is negative. There's no positives.
Where's your leg? I had a brief interaction.
Yeah. On the news, breaking news. Two men have had an interaction with a shark. They're both dead.
I am a positive person, half glass full person. Yeah. But some things just are negative. They just are. And that's okay. You can't, you know what? Batteries wouldn't work if some weren't positive and some weren't negative. See? Did you like that?
That was one of the best things you've ever said. Well done.
Thank you.
Because if you put two positives together, it doesn't work.
Exactly. We need some things to be negative.
Yes. Chalk and cheese, peas and carrots.
I'm going for a swim in Hampton.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, there is something very strange that's been happening over the last few months, Nick. Now, you are Nick Cody.
Yes.
You are an established, celebrated Australian comedian. Everybody knows Nick Cody.
Okay.
But we have noticed a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first it happened, we were reading an article, I think, about the show. It might have been news.com or somewhere, and they'd written an article about the show. And it was talked about you. And it was, where is it? It was talking about Fev, actually, his 204 AFL games equated to 408 hours of footy, prompting co-host Nick Kamov to
Nick
note.
Nick Kamov, yeah.
So you got Nick Kamov. And then on the Wikipedia page, this has now been corrected, but for Fifi, Fev and Nick, it was starring Fifi Box, Brendan Favola, Nick Kamov. Oh,
somebody's done that. That's
nice. And then we got given these beautiful gifts. They're actually, Peter Alexander have made McDonald's pyjamas to celebrate McDonald's.
50 years.
50 years
I wore them to bed last night. They were the best. Toby lost her mind. Daddy got Donald's on his jammies.
I know.
That would melt the kid's mind. What?
They're fantastic jammies and we love them. And well done to McDonald's for turning 50 and Peter Alexander. Xander for celebrating them this way. But Nick, your box here says Fox FM Nick Kamov.
Caught on.
What is going on? Do you have any idea where this has come from?
No, but I actually got a message from a bloke who I went to high school with whose name is Nick Kamov.
What?
I actually went to high school with a bloke named Nick Kamov. And he said,
that's
mate,
a bit weird.
I'm getting a lot of shout outs. I'm getting a lot of texts. And they keep saying your name. I don't know where Nick Kamov's come from.
You've Someone's no idea done it. Where this is why this has happened.
Well, the Daily Mail, that was one of the, I think that was the first article where it was Nick Kamov.
Yeah, but they go off Wikipedia. So someone, like, I could go on Wikipedia and change your name. Can I do that? Because I know Marcel, our tech guy.
Wow. I mean, he's like one of your best mates on COD all day. You spend all day with him and you just called him the
Well,
tech.
He hides in COD a lot.
Social media
He doesn't
guru.
Really play with us. He just hides in the basement and waits for all us to get killed. That's a different story for another day. But he went on Wikipedia yesterday and changed it back to Nick Cody. But so you can just change it. I told you a few weeks ago.
No, I had to get mine changed. People were changing my stuff. Wikipedia made it so that you couldn't necessarily change it. But somebody does go in and change stuff. And
I like Nick Kamov.
I'm the first bloke surnamed Kamov, red beard. I don't have Kamov vibes.
No,
to be honest.
You don't. I thought there would be, I thought there was a background to this. I reckon what's happened is it starts with Wikipedia. Your mate, Nick Kamov from Hoppers Crossing, I reckon he has done that as a joke and now it's taken off. Now everybody thinks you're Nick Kamov.
Oh, I just think the Daily Mail stuffed it up.
can we play a gag on someone and change their Wikipedia name?
No.
Oh.
101.9, The Fox.
Hey, it is 21 years since the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Can you believe that?
Hey, it's blown my mind.
I know. First thing you said to me this morning was...
Well, because I know what you did at the Sydney Olympics, Boxy. So I was thinking 21 years ago, what was I doing? Because it's obviously not an Olympic year now because of the pandemic and it's going to be Friday. The Olympics kicks off.
I want them to get it back to even numbers, though.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it goes back because Australia's going to get the 2032 Olympics, which will be held in Brisbane. So we'll go back to normality. But in the year 2000, I was a young 19-year-old on my first footy trip in the Greek islands, watching the Olympics on a Greek TV in a pub with no top on, just short because it was 40 degrees, watching Kathy Freeman win the 400-meter race.
That's right.
Which was unbelievable. I had no idea what the commentator, I don't know what they were saying, But because she was in front, we knew she was winning, and it was unbelievable. I'll never, ever forget it. And that was the day, Boxy, that little Maddie Lappin went to, because she won gold, he went to a fish tank and ate a goldfish and swallowed it. And we're all fishy, 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 fishy on a footy trip. I'll never forget it.
I can't believe you remember something from a footy trip.
I remember that race. It's all I remember from it. But you worked there.
I did. I was a volunteer. I worked for Samsung. So Samsung had international clients that they were bringing over because Samsung were a sponsor.
Yeah.
So my friend at Monash Uni, we were at Monash Uni together, and she said, oh, I got this good gig through a friend. We go to Sydney and we'd work for 3 weeks just as a tour guide. And I was in a uniform with a lanyard and I held up a sign and people had to follow me through the streets because I was taking them places. Wait for this, 3 weeks work, 10 grand.
Whoa, in 2000?
Wow. In 2000. I was like
that
a 22-year-old uni student.
Wow.
I was nearly getting that playing footy. My contract was only 20.
I bought my, do you know what, I paid off my, not my fun top. That was my, no, I went to Ringwood Ford on Maroondah Highway and I bought a purple Ford Festiva with that money. It's a great win for me.
Nick was in nappies.
No, I was singing Strawberry Kisses at the.
Yeah, how old were you? You would have been like six or something. Seven?
13.
Oh, God.
Year eight.
Playing Kiss Chasey.
I'd just gotten over the Y2K bug. Thankfully avoided that. It was on the bigger and better things.
Olympic memories,
Boxy. Do you have 13-year-old memories, though, from that?
Yeah, year eight.
Yeah,
it was a good Olympics. Like it was a good one for Australia, so it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the vibe like there, Boxy?
It would have
been
awesome.
Amazing.
It was so good. I loved that time in my life.
You could have been a princess too.
Well, so Mary Donaldson went to the slip-in on a night and all my friends were going, come to the slip-in, come to the slip-in. And this might surprise you, but I wasn't into going out. So I'm going to stay back.
But that 10 was grand, 3 weeks work. You're in Sydney during the Olympics. You're like, no, I'm going to have an early night in.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It was long days, but it was a great vibe. It was a great time in my life. In actual fact, I came back to Melbourne and then I moved to Sydney. That's when I went to do radio in Sydney for 10 years.
That's how
years.
Much you loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved that joy.
I think it's on my bucket list.
The Olympics.
Go to Olympics. Oh. No, go to an Olympics. Really? I just find it fascinating. I'm really into it.
Then I went to the London one. Did you? I was doing the radio.
Oh, God. Playing. Wow.
13-10-60. That was great.
How
I
was
really
Rio?
Loved that.
Did you party?
I didn't go to Rio. I did go out a couple of times in London.
Oh.
13-10-60. This is quite fun. Do you have any memories from the Sydney Olympics that you want to share?
Any good London stories?
Do you know what?
Hook up with anyone?
No, I certainly didn't. Huh. I was there for work, although I didn't know that I was pregnant at the time with Trixie.
Oh, wow. Olympic baby.
Yeah. Well, no. Clearly before the Olympics. Anyway, 13-10-60. Give us a call if you've got some great Olympic memories. Jacinta from Epping. Hi, Jacinta.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jacinta. Have you got great memories from the 2000 Olympics?
Yeah, I was 11 at the time. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go. Would have been great to go. Very good experience. But my uncle was actually one of the torchbearers.
Oh, that's cool.
Went up to see him do that. It was up in a small town near Warrnambool. It's called Murrett. Very small town. So it was very good to see him go through that through my mum's hometown and have that experience with him. So he got to keep a torch. Just like all the other torchbearers, which is really good. So he's got that up on display in his house. So it was really good to see that. And I've got pictures of all of our family having the torch and having a go at it.
Jacinta, did your uncle tell you if the torch was heavy or not? Like when I see people, I think it sounds like a great idea. I'll be a torchbearer. Yeah. But then you start moving with it and you go, this is, man, it's too heavy.
Yeah, I think it's more the heavy responsibility than anything.
Is the flame still going in the torch? Because they say it never goes out.
In the heart of it.
Do you know what, Jacinta? Similarly to you, my stepdad, Alan, you know Alan.
Yes.
He was an Olympian, so he was in the Mexico Games.
Yeah,
and
he
did long jump.
Mm.
Yes.
It's just blowing
impressive?
Nick's mind.
Wow. Really impressive.
Yeah.
Beaten Bob Beamon, that's one where he broke the world record and there was a huge tailwind. And if that wind hadn't happened, Alan would have placed.
That's what Alan tells everyone.
Because it sounds like a cocktail, the old Mexican long jump.
Mexican
give us one of those.
But he did. We all went there. That was an amazing day. I'll never forget that.
Huge.
He ran on Springvale Road.
How proud. That's a proud moment.
Beautiful moment. And we've still got all the photos of the family there and him running. And yeah, we've got, he's got the torch.
Did he run like a long jumper or did he just jog? jog?
Did
he run and then
jump?
Oh,
he didn't sprint like that. No, he just jogged.
And then run and jump.
I think he just jogged.
Cool.
Kylie in Truganina. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kylie. What are your memories of the 2000 Olympics?
Well, my grandma took my sister and I to the Olympics, and we're from Wangaratta, so we caught the train up to Sydney. Yeah, good old Wang. And we took the train up to Sydney and went to the events, like the basketball, tennis, athletics, that sort of stuff. And then I remember we were sitting in the car park waiting to catch our train to go home, listening to Cathy Freeman win gold on the radio.
Wow.
Very inside, Cathy lifting, goes up to Graham, takes the lead, looks a winner, draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
Oh, goosebumps.
Sound a lot different in Greece. Oh.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome, and it was great. It was I still remember everything to this day. It was the most amazing thing.
Beautiful memory.
What a cool nana.
I know. How good your
nan. Grandkids to the Olympics.
Jumping on the V line.
That's awesome.
And finally, Tracy from Cranbourne. Hi, Trace.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What do you remember from the 2000 Olympics?
Well, I've still got a huge memory from the 2000 Olympics. I've still got a block of Cadbury chocolate that came out in the supermarkets from the 2000 Olympics in my freezer.
Whoa.
That's actually the true Olympic spirit, not to eat that immediately.
Yeah. And it was very hard not to get my kids to eat it either. I had to hide that for them for a long time.
21 years
old. I wonder where...
eBay? What do you reckon it's worth, Trace?
Well, I don't know. I've always thought to myself, should we try and put it on eBay or something? But, you know, I don't know whether it would be anyone's cup of tea.
I'm tipping no one would have. There'd be none around because no one's not eating a block of chocolate.
But what do you do with it then?
Sell it.
You can't eat it. But then what?
Probably sell it.
And then the next person puts it in their freezer. Like, where's this going, this chocolate, really?
Wait until the Brisbane game.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.